All right, back here on the Connor Happer Show, 1620 The Zone. We got halftime at in Champaign, 37-26. Purdue leading Illinois behind 14. Zach Edey from him, 14 from Zach Edey. Zach Edey is him against Kofi Coburn today. Edey getting the better of it so far. That 1-2 punch, I mean, we talk often about how, you know, teams around here, you need a big man in order to do this. And when's the last time they had a big man? And we're certainly seeing it with Kalkbrenner at Creighton, who, how much can he change a game? I mean, he almost single-handedly keeps Creighton in games at this point, especially with their turnover problems. I mean, rim protecting, it's such a huge deal. And something that Creighton just hasn't quite consistently had. They've been a little bit better at it over the last couple of years, obviously. Purdue has Edey and Travion Williams and Jaden Ivey, who's a top 10-ish pick in the NBA draft, and a whole bunch of veterans. Yeah, that seems like a recipe. That is a good lineup there, especially in March. Odd news.
Yeah.
I'm sure things have been odd.
Well, you know, they had all weekend to get odd, and we had all weekend to find it. So we scoured the wires, as they used to say, for the oddest news we could find.
Okay.
Two men sentenced after trying to smuggle drugs in baked bean cans. You know, we talked about the meth burrito.
We did.
At the airport. So, you know, people try and smuggle drugs and the weirdest things. Two men tried to smuggle cocaine into, this was in Great Britain. The cans were disguised as baked beans and condensed coconut milk. They've been sentenced to 15 years in prison.
Sure.
Daniel and Steven, both 43, drew those sentences last week after a 2020 arrest. The cans were seized by customs officials, prompting a probe that led them to discover the men had flown in from St. Lucia shortly before the cans were mailed from there to addresses in southeast London. Not a lot of info on the actual can, which was what I was hoping for.
It's like, what kind of...
Were there actual beans in there to mask the odor?
Right.
Well, they were baked beans. I know that much, but...
Specific kind of baked beans, specific brand of baked beans.
I guess you could argue they didn't want to, you know...
I would just say generally, if, you know... I've never not questioned a person when they've had a can of baked beans in their hands. You know what I mean?
Oh, yeah.
It's like... I mean, the first question is, okay, if those are beans, which I just naturally assume that there are beans in the can of baked beans.
Because why would you lie?
Right. Why would you lie? I would ask, why you got those baked beans? Why are you carrying those baked beans with
you? What you doing with those baked beans, huh?
Yeah. And then if they can't come up with a halfway decent answer, I'm probably going to ask several more follow-ups. Are there actually baked beans in the can? What's going on here?
Your lack of an answer on the front end is going to create suspicion.
Yeah. I just would maybe try something else.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Maybe try not doing drugs.
You could do that too.
Finding a better career, a more stable career.
It's certainly on the table as an option. Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. Yeah. Next.
How did you feel about the food in your schools growing up?
I loved it.
I did too.
I was a school food guy.
Were you a fan of the rectangular pizzas?
The rectangular pizzas. Yeah, that's what we had, I'm pretty sure.
Yeah, growing up, pizza was a rectangle.
Yeah,
In school.
Yeah, yes.
Well, in Independence, Ohio, you know, there's staffing issues everywhere, including our nation's public schools. Maybe, I don't know if you're listening to this, maybe, I don't know, be nice to teachers.
Mm-hmm.
Consider it. Independence High School in Ohio decided, look, we got staffing issues in the lunchroom, but we got to feed these kids. Like, we legally have to feed these kids. What do we do? Well, they called a local pizza place and placed a very large order to feed the kids. Matt Verzal, if you're listening, anyone's over at Pizon's?
Yeah.
Maybe
it can happen.
Maybe you call a school, Matt. Maybe say, hey, let me help you with your staffing issues. The owners of the pizza place said Independence High School decided to place a large order for pizzas after the staff learned they didn't have enough cafeteria workers to prepare lunch for hundreds of students. And I thought of Verz when this pizza owner spoke, because this is the quote. It is a very Matt Verzal quote. We're here to sell pizzas, so they wanted some pizzas, you know. We got on the phone last night, got a few people involved, did some prep work, and we're here to pump it out.
Just here to do my job.
Just, yep, that's my job. I sell pizzas. They wanted pizzas, I made them pizzas.
They wanted pizzas. I got them pizzas. We're bringing over the pizzas. That's it.
Yeah. Administrators at Independence High said the staffing shortage is a twofold problem. They're having trouble finding qualified workers to drive buses to get the kids to school, and they're having trouble with the cafeteria workers to feed the kids once they are in school. It does not say how large the pizza order was, but you've been to a school before. You can ballpark it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's going to be some pizzas.
Yeah, it's going to be a lot.
If there's one thing that you could eat always in an unlimited amount of as a kid, it's, you know, pizza.
Yeah, even when it's bad, it's good.
What age are we talking about? Is this elementary school?
These were high school kids.
Okay, well, yeah, they're going to need a lot of pizzas.
Yeah, a lot of pizzas. Ohio, Midwest, you're going to need a lot of ranch as well.
A lot of pizzas and a lot of ranch.
Yeah.
For sure.
We go to Tokyo for this final story. Tokyo condo frees up space by putting a shower in the kitchen. One of the most famous aspects of big city living in Japan is that space is at a premium and some living quarters can be downright tiny. Now, with the pandemic keeping people at home more than ever, a demand for places that optimize limited space is high. So a designer in Tokyo who's come up with a new design in their newly built condominium complex, they feel this new roomote plan. See, it's remote, but it's also room.
Remote. Got it.
I hope that's what it is, and I hope I'm not just butchering the Japanese language.
It's possible.
Also possible. They have a bathtub, shower, sink, medicine cabinet, cupboards, and electric stove all in the same area of the house, while the fridge is tucked away in a different corner of the room.
So this takes the place of the fridge, basically.
Yeah, it sounds like in the design plan, the shower is where the fridge should be.
Got it.
And they've put the fridge on the, you know, other end of the kitchen, which I can't imagine is very far away.
I wouldn't be able to bring myself to do it, but this is, I've lived my whole life with the shower and where the shower is supposed to be, not in the kitchen. Now, maybe I'll find that it's more convenient.
I think if I was a single guy, really no intention of getting married, settling down, starting a family, yeah, I'd be okay with this. You know what? It's all right there.
You
right
step
where
out,
I need it to
you're
be.
In your kitchen.
Mm-hmm.
No need to even really, because then you have to go back to the room to put on clothes you know, get the rest of it ready.
I don't need to be taking all those steps. It's just wasted time.
I don't think this is probably the right move for really anybody besides that very specific thing.
Yeah.
Like, I work from home. The only things that I really, you know, need in my life are a shower and a kitchen. A TV, and that's pretty much where I stay. Yeah, okay.
Yeah.
I could see it.
I'm going to guess there's a Murphy bed in this apartment. Folds out from the wall. Yeah.
I keep them, I like to keep them separate.
The shower,
the kitchen, the couch, you know, all things that, you know, different places for all those.
Well, are you going to get roped into a situation where, all right, I come out of the shower, I got my towel on. Do I go get dressed, or do I just start cooking eggs?
Right.
Like,
I would assume that you don't.
Yeah. I mean, until that first time where you get a little splatter and like, ooh,
yeah,
should have been wearing a shirt.
Also, it's cold outside of the shower.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. A lot of drawbacks. We're thinking of a lot of drawbacks.
Yeah. I'm not sure that I like this. I don't think I could deal with it. I mean, like I said, maybe if I was just, if that's the way I knew it, but I don't see it. That's odd news.
Yeah. Yeah.
Appreciate it, Josh.
Happy to inform the people.
Showers in kitchens coming to America soon. No! Yeah, I don't think so. All right, we'll come back. 12 o'clock hour. We'll get into some of Nebraska stuff. Mike Sauter will join at 12:30, so not far away there. Plenty of NFL to get through from the weekend. More to come on the Connor Happer Show on 1620 The Zone.